Have you ever been in a relationship and you are certain that it could be so good if only that other person would open up and let out that wonderful spirit that you know is inside? If only that other person would change in the ways that you want. Sometimes you want out of the relationship, but you don't want to give up on it because you see that perfection in your mind. On top of that, there's the fear of being alone and never finding that special someone. You feel so confused, you just don't know what to do. Julie feels like that.
I've been looking at pictures. I have a favorite one of Bobby. It was taken when we lived in that little pink house after we first got married, before we had children. He'd been working in the yard that summer day and quenching his thirst with beer when two friends came over to see us. I got the camera out to take a picture of them and snapped one of Bobby, too. He was leaning against a shovel, and he was a little tipsy, with that friendly, sparkly smile and wind-tossed hair. It reminds me of the times at the beginning when he seemed to love everybody, and everybody loved him. Maybe I've been a little jealous of all his friends, I don't know. But when I look at that picture, it gives me a funny feeling like I'm looking at a fantasy. Somebody I wanted to know. A warm, caring, sincere person. But when I tried to talk to him, he disappeared. Went back into hiding behind the smiles and humor. When I look at the picture, I see the man I wanted him to be and still believe deep down he is. Or could be. This is Christmas Day, and I feel so alone. I can't describe it. It's a good Christmas for the kids. I bought Kenny his first big bike and redid his small one for Kathy. I painted Kathy's with marine paint so that it was a good, smooth paint job. Not streaked, like you might think. I put a new seat on it, new pedals, new streamers from the handlebars. It looked almost new. She also got a cute little dollhouse. The Christmas was good for them, but not so good for Bobby and me. By Christmas Eve, I was so tired from trying to get everything arranged for Christmas, and we have had company staying with us up until a couple of days ago. Bobby is not one to help, so extra company means extra work for only me. And he does not help with Christmas, so that was extra work for only me as well. We've been married almost 11 years now, and finally this year I ask him to please not invite anyone up on Christmas Eve night like he usually does, because there's so much to do after the kids go to bed. He said, okay, but while we were at Mom's for Christmas Eve gift exchange, he asked my brother Charles and his wife to come up for a while. When they finally left at about 2 a.m., I asked Bobby to start putting together Kenny's bike while I went to pick up Kathy's, which was still stored in Mom and Dad's shop where I had done the work on it. When I came back home, he was asleep on the floor and hadn't even gotten the bike out. I was furious. Tried to wake him, but he wouldn't wake up. So I just started doing everything by myself, as I usually did. I got all their gifts down out of the attic and arranged under the tree and was putting Kathy's dollhouse together when he woke up, rolled over, and said, "You want me to help?" "No," I said, "why be different this year?" He jumped up, started cussing me for being hateful. I didn't say a word, just glared at him. He almost ran across the room toward me. He looked like a football field goal kicker on his approach to send the ball flying between the goalposts, but he kicked the back of the dollhouse that I was sitting in front of and sent it flying right into my leg. I could feel a blood blister rising, throbbing for attention. Tears came to my eyes, but I would not scream or make any noise from the pain. Bobby saw my stubborn set mouth and grabbed me up and shoved me across the room saying, "You hate me, don't you?" You hate me, don't you? Go ahead, say it. You hate me, don't you? We traveled all around the kitchen with him shoving and repeating those words and me falling against this or that from being shoved. Finally, yes, I screamed, I hate you, I hate you. He backhanded me across the face and then gave me one last big shove that sent me sailing the entire width of the kitchen into the cabinets, where my head bounced against the upper cabinet and my back arched over the lower counter. He came after me again, grabbed me, hit me again, then shoved me across the kitchen again into the kitchen table. Something just came over me. I don't know what, but as he was coming toward me, ready to hit me again, I stood up and got right in his face and said, "That's right, just hit me. Go ahead, hit me again, you son of a bitch. That's all you know how to do." He went crazy with that. He said nobody was going to talk about his mama like that, and took hold of my shoulders and threw me down on the chair that's in the living room by the kitchen door. Then he was over me, choking me. I couldn't breathe. He kept saying that no one was going to talk about his mother and calling me a bitch. After a while, his voice was like a roar, and my face was hot and burning. I couldn't breathe. I felt like my eyes were going to pop out of my head. I was looking in his eyes, and they looked crazy. He just kept saying something and squeezing tighter and tighter. My vision was blurring and my mind was swimming. I don't know if I was gagging or it was just that my face turned blue, but all at once he stopped with a look on his face that seemed to say, "What the hell am I doing?" He looked at me like I was something strange to him, then let go of my neck, jumped up, and headed out the door as fast as he could. I finally got my breath back, got myself calmed down, and then continued putting all the toys together as if nothing had happened. Now tonight, this Christmas night, we are laying in bed. I want to understand, and I don't. It just seems like I am always doing something to make him mad. So I ask him what makes him sometimes get so violent. He says, "Because you get hateful with me." I said, "You mean if I never said a hateful thing, you would never hit me again?" "That's right," he says. So now I've made a plan inside my head. I will not say another hateful thing to him. I will go back to always agreeing with everything he says. I won't try to get him to go with me and the kids to the circus or Walt Disney movies or the park or the lake, nothing. I won't ask him to help me with anything, not Christmas, not birthdays, not Mother's Day. I'll just play the sweet little wife while he's around and be glad that's not too often. I think it was Will Rogers that said that we are about as happy as we decide to be, so I will just decide to be happy, and I will be." It's funny. We both thought we were marrying someone completely different. I just told him I hate him, but I really don't. He says he loves me and he acts so loving when people are around. But when we are alone, he doesn't even try to disguise his disgust for me. But even then he says he loves me. But I know it's not true. I feel it. I feel like I'm living in a lie. Where did my white knight ride off to?
Hey, Cinderella, it's time to wake up.